From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Intercropping, the practice of planting mixtures of crops, can be an effective pest management tool, according to a new University of Florida study. MorningAgClips.com reports the analysis was from 44 field studies across six continents with crops planted on their own and mixed with companion plant species. Methods of intercropping include planting non-cash crops in borders surrounding cash crops to repel or intercept the pests, and planting companion plants within the field to disrupt pests from locating the main crops. Every year, as many as 15,000 people with U.S. citizenship or legal status cross the border at the Mexicali-Calexico port of entry. They join the local farm workforce in the sprawling Imperial Valley region, which produces as much as 90% of America's winter vegetables. AgAlert reports the Colorado River crisis may threaten agricultural employment in the region, where the $2.9 billion ag sector accounts for one-fourth of the regional economy and one of every six jobs. A new report says Ford will keep AM radios in certain vehicles. The company plans to exclude AM radio from most new vehicles, but says commercial vehicles will continue to have AM radios, at least for now. A total of eight automakers say they will remove AM radio from some of their models, mostly in the fast-growing electric vehicle segment.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.